is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind. But you're the key to my peace of mind. 'Cause you make me feel. Claim it. I didn't know just what was wrong with me.
Ah, good evening, ladies and gents.
Help me claim it.
Oh, now I'm no longer doubt for
what I'm living for.
And if maybe I don't need to do more, 'cause you make me feel. Oh, ladies and gents, you're listening to the sounds of the one and only Aretha Franklin. Good evening. This is Kendenik Delavo. Good evening, Bahamas, and welcome to another inspiring edition of Kenny's Corner right here on Guardian 96.9. I am your host, Kendenik Delavo. And as always, it's a pleasure to have you joining us. At Kenny's Corner, we believe that knowledge empowers, conversation transforms lives, and every story has the potential to inspire someone else. So tonight, we're tackling a topic that affects millions of women around the world, but still far enough that it reaches each and every doorstep here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. We're speaking about menopause this evening. Menopause is not an ending, it's a new chapter. Women experience it feeling confused, isolated, and completely unprepared. From hot flashes and sleepless nights to changes in mental health, sex, relationships, confidence, and overall wellness. The season itself, life deserves understanding, support, and practical solutions. Sometimes you hear the young girls say, "Mom," or "the old lady," and they have to reckon with the fact that they will one day be mom or the old lady as well. And of course, there's ageism, and that's a whole different category. But tonight we're excited because we're women, and we welcome a woman who has made it her mission to educate, empower, and advocate for women navigating this journey. She's the founder of Menolux Health and Wellness and a certified menopause coach who is helping women embrace the stage with confidence, grace, and knowledge. Please, 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 please help me to welcome our special guest tonight, Miss Patrice Roll. Patrice, thank you for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
Come a little closer to the microphone.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome now. Karis told me that I needed to reach out to you because I put out a clarion call for someone to have an open dialogue about menopause, perimenopause, and what happens to our bodies. And she said that you were absolutely phenomenal then. I made my post and people started inboxing. I have your questions here, but the women are going through some serious menopausal changes. It's like we never get a break. You know, Eve ate the apple and then from there it was just complete chaos. But I want you to talk to us this evening about what menopause is. Is it a death sentence? What can we do? How do we can't avoid it. So how do we cope with it? What are our coping mechanisms? So before we get started, I want to ask you, What inspired you to become a menopause coach, and what led you to the creation of your company?
Oh, that is a great question. How much time do we have?
We have an hour, because Chris has a date this evening.
Oh, my. Well, you know, I always say experience is not only the best teacher, but also the tool that inspires you and, you know, give you a new passion. And for me, it was having a complete hysterectomy.
Okay.
And not being prepared to wake up, and then 3 days later, I'm in menopause.
Really? 3 days?
3 days later, I'm home. I got home from the hospital, and immediately I started having hot flashes.
Really?
Yeah, and they were between 20 to about 50, it depends.
In a day?
A day, yeah.
How did you know that you were having hot flashes? Because some people think that they're having hot flashes, and then some people think, oh no, it may just be something passing. But how did you know it was a hot flash?
Well, I have aunts mm-hmm. and, my mom never talked about it.
Okay.
But my aunts, who we're probably almost like maybe five years difference.
Okay.
And they would always say, oh, Patrice, you know, you're getting up there, you know, you're going to experience the hot flashes. And they would joke about it.
Right.
And the crazy thing is that, you know, I think we as Bahamians, even though we know it's serious, we like to make everything into a joke so that we can cope with it.
It's our coping mechanism.
It is. Okay. It is our coping mechanism. And so that's how I knew I was in menopause. And I started reading up on it.
Okay.
Because it didn't just come with the hot flash.
Okay.
Right? It came with anxiety. It came with depression.
Okay.
Right? Mood swings. Then my skin started to get dry.
But you have your beautiful skin. Your skin is glowing.
Now.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Okay.
Listen, I had the procedure in 2018.
Okay. Oh,
so it's been a while.
Okay.
Right.
And so things have leveled off?
You know, after getting the information and going back to school, I think I'm on my third studies now, and I'm in a master's program now.
Okay.
For cognitive behavioral therapy for menopausal symptoms.
Really?
Yeah, and that's a thing, because a lot of women don't want to take the HRT. And
what is the HRT now?
Hormonal replacement therapy.
Okay.
And for me, I hear a lot of women saying, you know, I don't know what that is. I don't want to take anything artificial and put it in my body. But on top of that, they're still going through the anxiety and the depression, which is a big thing, and also the foggy brain. And for me, those were the heavy symptoms for me. And I knew that, hey, if these women are not going to get the hormonal replacement therapy, how can I help? You know, you give them the information, but if you can't put a name to something,
yes,
you fear it. And when you have that fear, then you panic and everything becomes huge for you. Like, it's unbearable. And so I said, you know, I really need to get to the bottom of what else can we do for women who don't want to take the medication, you know, other than give them the education and talk about wellness medicine. And so the big thing was the brain.
Yes.
We don't connect the brain, what's going on in the brain, to menopause.
We don't.
And that's a huge thing, because in the U.S., statistics have said that they see a 30% increase in suicide in women that are going through menopause.
30%?
30% increase in women in the menopausal age, perimenopause and menopause.
You know, my electricity has been off, right? And I wonder how people expect you to go to work the next day, function with a child, function in a regular situation, because sleep deprivation is a lot. And then going through menopause, the bed is soaking wet because you're sweating from under your neck or in areas that you didn't know sweat actually came from. And then you're expected to act normally the very next day as if though everything is perfect. I wonder if we talk about mental health a lot, but do we really have a hold on what it means to have a mental day or mental wellness?
Do you think that we're taking it seriously enough, or do you think it's just something cute to say and nice to write on some postcards? What do you think? Do you think we're taking it seriously?
You know, Kenny, we can go all the way back to when, I guess, hundreds of years ago, when, because this is nothing new. Women have always gone through menopause. And back in the day, it was considered that when women are going through menopause, that they are going crazy. And so they were put in mental institutions. They would be given the electric shocks. They would put a bridle over their mouth so that they can be quiet and they can be in silence, you know, because it makes them a little bit more domicile and you know, and keep them heavily medicated. And so instead of doctors studying women to figure out what's going on and how we can help them, they just pushed us aside. And so even in the medical profession, 3% of their time in training is dedicated to menopause.
3%?
3% or okay. Some of them even less. And so that's why doctors are not prepared. And now everyone is talking about, oh, we're having a menopause moment.
No.
Isn't that a joke?
It's
our lives.
This is what we live every day.
Right. And you know, I tell women who are in menopause or preparing or in perimenopause, I said, listen, you need to understand how powerful a woman is. You know, if God could have trusted us with birthing his son, and he could have done that any other way.
Yes.
But he did it through a woman.
Okay.
That tells us how powerful we are.
Can you tell my listeners, what is the difference between peri and what is the difference between menopause? What are the two, what is the distinction?
Well, first of all, I want to say the transition in life is menopause.
Okay.
We break it down into three stages, which is peri. Peri is before you go into menopause, mm-hmm. and then you have menopause, and then you have post-menopause.
Oh,
so it's three parts.
So you have peri, menopause, and post.
Yes.
And so what ages are peri?
So perimenopause can start as early as age 35.
Okay.
Right, 35 okay. to 45, and it can last anywhere between 3 to 10 years. It depends, because not every woman goes through the same thing, and menopause looks different on every woman.
Okay.
But the symptoms are common.
The symptoms are universal.
So yeah, they're universal, and the last time we counted, we were up to about 200 symptoms.
Right, because I did my research after I got so many questions. Increased body fat, especially around the abdomen, mood swings, irritability, mm-hmm. poor sleep or insomnia, reduced motivation or confidence, sex drive, hot flashes, night sweats, loss of body hair, reduced bone density, increasing the risk of fractures,
mm-hmm.
Diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, chronic illnesses, low
and
energy.
And the list goes on. Right. And when
do we get a break, though?
You know, we're going to get there, but let me distinguish between perimenopause.
Go ahead.
We have that period between 35 and 45. And during that time, that's when your body is telling you that, hey, your ovaries are failing and you are going into a stage when you're not going to be able to have kids anymore. And it's called really an endocrine failure. So your ovaries is really just an ovaries failing because we were born with our eggs. The amount of eggs that we would have to produce children, we were born with that. And we were in our mother's womb, we had all of our eggs that we'll ever have to reproduce in us. And so by the time we get to that age, come on, we know they're down to minimal, right?
Depletion.
Right. And so the ovaries do fail. And when they fail, your body tells you, it doesn't just fail and crash right away. It tells you all of these signs because the hormones deplete. You have your estrogen, your progesterone, and your testosterone. And so each one of these, there's more hormones than that because the body is just one mechanism that's, you know, just doing what it needs to do. But estrogen is a big one because there are 500 estrogen receptors in the body, and it helps the body function for a woman the way it's supposed to, or the way we feel it is supposed to. But it's there to help us be fruitful.
So do you think, Is this the part of the HRT, the estrogen?
Well, good question, because according to the doctors and science, there are different types of estrogen.
Okay.
Right? And so when you're in the childbearing years, it's considered estrogen. And after that, it's estradiol.
Okay.
Right? And then there's estrogen 1 and 2 and estradiol 1 and 2. And it goes on because now scientists are closely wanting to explore women now and see what's going on. And, you know, I mean, most of the measurements and any drug that we take have been tested on men more than it's been tested on women. And so we're learning that the birth control, the estrogen and birth control that you take is different than the estrogen that you take when you're in menopause.
Okay, so at 40, 35 to 45, mm-hmm. and that can last for 10 years.
It can.
And then you go into menopause.
You go into menopause. So menopause is really when you haven't had a period for 12 months, according to the medical definition. 12 months without a period, that's menopause. Mm-hmm. And the day after, you're in postmenopause.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can be 50 years old and be postmenopausal?
Yeah. Well, you're in menopause for the rest of your life. It's really just menopause. But it's
for the rest of your life?
Yeah, that's your next season. That's your next season in life. You go from being a little girl to your adolescent and your childbearing years, and then you transition into menopause.
Just like that?
Yes, ma'am.
We have a texter here. This texter says here, Kenny, male listener here, I've heard of menopause, but never perimenopause. I thank you, my texter. We have to get to the bottom of all of this. I have another text coming in, and this text reads, we often hear about menopause, but have you heard of andropause?
Andropause, absolutely.
Men experience hormonal changes too. Could unexplained fatigue, low libido, mood changes, or loss of motivation be signs that it's time to talk to your doctor? That's one question. Then this is another one. Mm-hmm. Kenny, can you ask your guest if the ladies that are on Facebook arguing about the deceased gentleman are in menopause or postmenopause? No, scratch that question.
No comment.
No comment on that. I am not even touching that topic. I'm not touching it at all. I am not touching that topic. Mm-hmm. We are going to be back. The telephone numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or our text line, that's 422-4796. We're going to have more conversation on perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause. We're going to come back and we're going to have a conversation about the HRT, am I saying it right? And to find out how we can get through this, because apparently we are in menopause for the rest of our lives. Ladies and gents, we're going to be back on Guardian Radio 96.9. You're listening to Kenny's Corner.
Be ready with Duracell. Be ready when the power goes out this hurricane season with Duracell, the battery that lasts up to 10 times longer. Purchase your Duracell batteries at your local neighborhood stores, service stations, and all major retailers. Duracell, distributed by ACH Pritchard Limited. So, be ready with Duracell.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Progressive Jackpot is on fire at Everybody Wins Live. First, a player won over $20,000 in cash. Then, another player took home over $30,000 in cash. That's more than $50,000 in jackpot winnings already. Now, the jackpot has reset and is growing again. With a minimum $10 bet, you could be eligible for the next big win. Lottery, casino, and sportsbook. Only at Everybody Wins Live, where winnings live.
Mic drop.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Chaka Khan, I tell you, when I say Chris, I need this music. Chris is my engineer that brings me the melodies. Thank you so much, Chris. Ladies and gents, you're listening to Kenny's Corner here on Guardian Radio 96.9. And we're having the conversation about perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause. We're talking about the HRT. We're talking about men, and we're talking about their testosterone levels. This text comes in and it says, my hats go out to you ladies because my male body couldn't take all those changes. But does diet and exercise slow or speed up menopause? That's a question for you, Patrice.
I mentioned earlier lifestyle wellness. Everything that you do affects menopause. Menopause is a mind, body, it's a psychological, a biological, a sociological, cultural happening for a woman, transition for a woman. And so when you learn that you need to look at the way you're treating your body. Mm-hmm. Are you paying attention to what's happening to your body? You need to eat well. You need to eat certain foods that is going to enhance the period that you're going through. You know, this is probably going to be the longest phase of life that you're going to be in. And so women are living longer. We want to live well. And so diet does play a role, but you have to know which foods are best for you.
Okay.
And so much things affect that because people have pre-existing conditions. They have contraindications for certain things. And then as you get older, because it's an aging thing as well, you have allergies to certain foods. And so sometimes that will limit you, but you have to learn more about nutrition. What type of nutrition is good for you? What is a phytoestrogen food? How vitamin D, having a lack of enough vitamin D can mimic menopausal symptoms. And is it really menopausal symptoms or is it that my body is deficient in something?
Okay.
You know, gone are the days when you're in menopause that you can be out here eating fast food or not eating at all or on this special diet for forever because your body is going to tell the tale. So eating well, treating your body well, listening to your body, figuring out what works, which foods are conducive for this time in your life, because aging for anybody, you know, affects the heart, the brain, the muscle, the bones. And for women, because the estrogen helps buffer a lot of that, and that's depleting, we're more susceptible to stuff like sarcopenia, which is the loss of muscle, osteopenia, which is the loss of bone. And then we talk about hot flashes, but that's a vasomotor symptom.
What does that mean?
And that means that your palpitations, your heart is speeding up because the pressure is rising, your heat, your temperature is rising.
So where does this heat come from? Does it? Because I feel like it comes from
It starts in the brain. Because, like I said before, it's a neurological shift as well. And so their hippocampus, that regulates the temperature in the body, and estrogen helps the regulation as well. And what makes it even worse, if we say, oh my God, I'm experiencing a hot flash, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna sweat, I'm gonna have heart palpitations, this is so bad, it gets worse.
How much worse could it get?
Because you're now catastrophizing what's happening.
So your mind precedes you.
Yeah. So you know when people say change your mind, change your life.
Yes.
And that's where my cognitive behavioral therapy comes from, because you need to learn different techniques that will help you during that time, because I like to tell women, this too shall pass. You know.
We have a caller on the line. Caller, mm-hmm. Good evening. You're on. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful, ma'am. How are you?
I am good, thank you.
Wonderful.
Yes, I am so glad for this conversation today. I was so excited when I saw the post there on Facebook, because, you know, I am really going through it, ladies. I'm telling you.
Yes.
And when I realized I was going through it was in 2023, when I almost got naked in my sister's car as we was driving, okay?
Oh, boy.
I mean, there was a heat, you know, there's a heat outside, but there's a heat inside. It's totally different.
Yes.
And I experienced the itching.
Mm-hmm,
it was so bad that I couldn't even hardly wear clothes. I used to have to monitor myself, mm-hmm. be out for at least an hour, come back home, take off everything. And then I started experiencing this very strong fatigue. And there was one day I got up and I could hardly get to the bathroom. Like 45 minutes, I leaned over my bed trying to get up to go to to take a shower.
Wow.
And I said, you know, something is definitely going on. Mm-hmm. And then in the night, like when I started, you know, like in the night when I wake up sleeping, my pillow, when I wake up, it's full of, you know, what's going
light
on?
Sweats.
And I'm in the air condition and everything. You know, sometimes when I travel to my mom, she has this thing because I turn the air down so I can be cool.
Right.
And even that sometimes don't really help. Right now, I'm going through extreme hot flashes. I have the heart palpitations.
Mm-hmm.
I have the vaginal dryness. I forget everything. I forgot my glasses and it was right on my face, you know, that kind of stuff.
So
it was really, really bad what was going on. So I had a situation one day when I broke down crying because I felt helpless to myself.
Mm.
And that's one of the things I wanted you guys to talk about, you know, how it really affects women emotionally, because it's really hard, especially when you don't know, like you're new to all of this stuff
right.
that's going on. And I just wanted you to touch on that, because it makes you feel like you're helping yourself, you're depressed. You know, sometimes people don't understand and whatever you try to explain, but you can't really explain it. And so right now, that's what I'm going through. I feel so exhausted and so emotional about this thing, you know?
Well, we
But thank
we
you
definitely
so much.
Can,
I will continue listening to
we
you.
We will
ladies.
Definitely address that right now. Thank you so, so very much for calling in. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So Patrice, that caller is where many women are. I have a very, very small circle of friends, and we are in different stages of menopause.
Mm-hmm.
Two of us have had partial hysterectomies. One of us may have had a full, right? Because of course you forget what you even had at this point in stage in your life, right? And when you think about it, this morning I had a conversation with my girlfriend as I was driving my daughter to school. Keep in mind that electricity has been off all night, so I feel mash up. I don't feel like I'm quite myself. And then, did I pray properly? Did I get through my morning routine? Talk to us about the mental angst that you feel with going through menopause, because the depression is there. And so you have to deal with what's happening on the end of you and your husband may have had a tiff. You and your girlfriend may have had a tiff. The child ain't getting the car on time. Like, there's so many different variables, but going through menopause is a lifelong thing that you would have just explained. I thought that menopause was something that, okay, I go through between 45 and 50 and then I would be done. I didn't realize that it's a lifelong thing, but talk to us about the mental capacity of it, because it is so telling mentally. It is draining. And you try to figure out, why am I not the person I was before? What's going on with me mentally? Patrice, talk to us, please.
Okay. First, I'd like to say thank you to the caller for sharing.
Yes.
We definitely need to share our stories. And you took me all the way back to 2018, 2019, when I thought that my life was over.
Jeez.
You know, I wouldn't come out of my house. I experienced the same thing. And everybody know me. I used to run 7 miles a day. And I was a socialite. I liked to go out. And I couldn't do any of those. And so, you know, we were never told that we're going to have our kids. We're going to raise our kids. Nobody told us what's going to happen after.
No.
So we're not prepared, you know, like how they prepared us and say, you know, you're going to have your period, your hormone is going to shift. And quite frankly, our hormones shift 3 times in a month when we have there's different phases to your period. And so we were not prepared. We're still not prepared. And we're half the population of the world, more than half, because we are more than half. Women are more than half of the population of the world. And this is universal. And I'm still angry, like other women, that from time immemorial, women weren't just slapped here on earth. We've been here. We are responsible for life on this planet. We raised generations. We are the wisdom keepers. And nobody took time to tell us this is going to happen. And when it does happen, when the shift happens, it's not just about being a biological shift, about coming out of your childbearing years and going into your non-childbearing years. It's a neurological shift. Lisa Mascani is a neuroscientist, and from her research, the female brain shrinks 30% between perimenopause and menopause. And when your hormones level out, you gain some of that back, but not all. And I know this might sound familiar to women who were pregnant, and their brain felt like it did shrink, and it did, because it can happen when you're pregnant. So you have a similar thing. And you remember that time when you were pregnant and you couldn't remember anything and you had all the uncomfortable feeling? It's similar. So the neurological shift is something that happens, and it takes away your confidence. It takes away your womanhood, because we're really mourning our womanhood. Because quite frankly, the world told us we were really just good to have kids and multitask and take care of everyone else, you know. But we were never told how to take care of ourselves properly, because if we were, we would have been told about menopause, because that's a complete package, you know.
How do you get, and this is a safe zone, right? So how do you get your lover, and a woman may be dating another woman, a woman may be dating a man, whomever it is, because we can't... be biased, right, in this particular conversation,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
So how do you get your partner to understand, listen, I'm going through menopause. Some of the things that you do may absolutely tick me right off,
right,
and send me over the edge. I need you to understand that you have to be careful with me because I'm going through something.
Right.
And I want you to learn who I am in this season, because we have to relearn each other. Because if this is a season, it's going to be with me for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And you are my husband, my partner. You are going to be with me, hopefully, for the rest of my life. We have to learn to grow into this new chapter together.
Mm-hmm.
So How do you bridge the mental capacity and how do you bridge the relationship component? How does that work hand in hand? I asked too much deep questions.
No. I was about to smile, but I have to embrace this question carefully.
Okay.
Because men are not designed like women.
Yes.
And we can tell them everything that we're going through and they will still not understand.
Okay.
Men are very good with information. We need to give them the information. You know, sometimes I think women need to have a woman's circle and I need to have men sit in and hear our stories. They need to get the book. I mean, I have a book called Your Menopause Roadmap.
Tell us about the book.
So the book is written Caribbean style, and I walk you through all of the stages of menopause, what to expect, what can help as far as natural remedies, as far as HRT, what is HRT, what happened with the Women's Health Initiative that scared us from taking HRT, and what you can do to get your glow back.
How do you get HRT?
Well, it has to be prescribed by a doctor, and you have to be a good candidate for it. So if you have if you have cancer, if you have contraindications for taking any hormones or any medication, or you have a medication that may clash with the hormonal replacement therapy, your doctor can tell you.
So is it covered by insurance?
Lord, that's a heavy ask.
No, I mean, so because people will want to know that.
You know what, Kenny? I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars helping myself because it wasn't covered under insurance.
Okay.
Because I'm talking about hormonal replacement therapy, but the doctors need to know. Of course, they're practicing. They need to know, and they're just catching up too. They need to know that your levels and everything is okay with you to take this. So you have to do a blood test, mm-hmm. a hormonal panel, and see where your levels at, and you know if your body is functioning properly, if there's anything underlying that may say, hey, we can't give you hormonal replacement therapy. And back in 2018, when I did it, my hormonal panel, as well as other blood tests, was about 1,500. And then I found a doctor in the U.S. that would give me HRT, bioidentical pellets, and that was another $600,
right? Are you still taking it to this day?
Hold on. And then I would have to come back, and about a month later, I do another panel. That's another $1,500. But don't forget, I have to have a stay in the U.S. because, of course, it's a small surgical procedure because they put it under the skin.
Oh, okay.
And so I did that because I couldn't take the Premarin, Proginova, that they give you. Oral estrogen, I don't metabolize it well.
Okay.
It causes thrombosis, which is blood clots.
Okay.
And it causes hypertension, extreme hypertension. I'm talking about your readings of 170 over 110, somewhere around there.
No.
And I've never had, I'm not a hypertensive person. I'm actually on the flip side of the scale, hypo.
Okay.
Right. And so so I had to find my remedy. And so the good thing is now doctors are getting, they're getting menopause informed. They're getting menopause certified. They're getting more information on it. And there are other modalities in hormone replacement therapy or menopause hormone replacement therapy, because there is a difference. Because hormone replacement is, birth control can be considered the same thing.
Okay.
Right. But it, birth control is almost, I think, about 3,000 times the estrogen that you would have in HRT.
Okay.
Just to be clear, because a lot of people are afraid of HRT because of what the Women's Health Initiative said, that it causes cancer. But they said the same thing about our birth control, and we still took it.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
But I think for women in extreme cases, because I always say go the natural way. I think lifestyle medicine, a good diet, move your body properly, and it depends on how you're going to move your body, because the same exercises that you did when you were younger will not work for you as you get older.
So I have a girlfriend, Jana mm-hmm. Raming, and she's now introducing this stretching class.
Yes, stretching is good. I'm a yoga instructor as well.
When you was going to tell the people that?
OMG.
So Jana is doing some stretching classes, and I'm going to be more intentional about that, because I'm noticing that if you don't move your body,
it
becomes very stiff. And I'm not just talking about, you know, sexual activity and going out dancing once every blue moon. I'm talking about real activity.
Yeah.
So you have to be mobile. There was another question that we had for you. This, and I have to read these questions because my texters get kind of annoyed with me when I don't. This question here reads, what happens or what are the warning signs that are commonly emotionally typical for someone that has experienced vaginal dryness? Do you have any symptoms that I can use that are home remedies, or should I just stick with Astroglide? I love to have sex and I want to have sex more, but sometimes the dryness Sometimes the dryness is more than I can handle.
Absolutely.
There's another word in here, but I can't read.
That's fine. So I've had a complete hysterectomy. Obviously, the estrogen is depleting, and the estrogen keeps the vagina lubricated.
Okay.
And my cervix is gone as well.
So there's no cuff.
It's just no. And
okay.
So the dryness was the first thing I noticed.
Okay.
And I was like, Doc, you need to check it. I said, it's like a desert.
And
listen to me. And it was so, it was something I cannot even explain because it's abrasive. It's like sandpaper. It burns. It just feels dry. And you're like, what just happened? And so I'm on HRT, but I still use vaginal estrogen. Right?
Okay.
Estradiol. It's in a little tube that is prescribed by a doctor, and you you put it up there, I think twice a week. It is awesome.
Okay.
It repairs the wall and brings back the lubrication.
Okay.
And continue using your lubricants.
Okay.
As long as they're good ones, because there are newer ones coming on the market that is compatible with your pH, and you don't want to throw your pH off. But so many things change, you know, from your body odor changes, all of that. And so you have to find your fit.
What can you tell women about, because I have more emotional questions now.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell women about the emotional capacity of going through perimenopause and postmenopause? It's here that you can do something about
stay.
It. It's here to stay. It's here.
I love the question because this is near and dear to me because I suffer from depression a very long time when I went through my first marriage. It was a bad marriage. And my doctor told me I was going to be depressed for the rest of my life and I'd be on antidepressive drugs. And let me tell you, ain't nothing a praying woman can do.
I
never took any antidepressant drugs. But I realize now that I'm in menopause and I feel the depression coming back. And so my HRT helps with that. Estrogen is tied to so many things, and it's a buffer for women. So now that we're losing those things.
Stick a pin. How do you know going into depression? How do you feel the depression coming in? Because some of us don't identify with the depression.
How did I feel?
Yeah, how do you know that it's seeping back in?
I lost my joy. I couldn't feel happiness. I couldn't get about anything. And then I would go into these spiral thoughts of anything bad would happen, is going to happen. So that's depression, because that's not a normal way of thinking. And I found out that a lot of women are there.
Do you think that women in this current state that we're in are functioning depressions?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, more than you'd like to think. We just hide and we mask it well. Because we're here to take care of we're the caregivers, right? And we feel like we need to be here for everyone else, and we don't know how to be there for ourselves. When my last son graduated high school, I was like, "What am I gonna do now?"
Yeah,
right. Because that means both of my kids are grown, and eventually the oldest one is out of the house, and then there's the second one, and the last, second and last, there's no more. And he's going to be gone out of the house soon. I'm like, Patrice, what are you going to do? And I'm like, oh, my gosh. All I ever did was take care of kids before I knew who I was. I was
Patrice,
taking care of kids.
You got to get a man.
Oh, for God's sake. That's another story. Let's not do that right now.
Patrice, you have to get your man. Alpha male, if you're listening, see if you could find Patrice an Exuma man here.
Oh, no, not Exuma.
Not
I am
Exuma.
From Exuma. Please and
you
thank you.
Exuma
my dad
man?
Is from Exuma.
Okay.
I don't want any Exuma man.
That's right. Your last name is Rowley.
I am.
Okay. Maybe Cat Island men good. Auckland's men are good.
Poitiers. My great grandmother is from Cat Island. She was a Poitier. So let's get it out here. Arana Ching, Roll Smith, Poitiers.
Off limits.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm a Campbell from Athelstan, Cat Island. So I will see. We can see what we could do for you
this
to get
hilarious.
You to get you a fella. Because Patrice, you're beautiful. You need someone to help you put your dentures in, help you put your depends on it.
I've had two marriages, two divorces.
Oh Lordy!
I don't know what to say anymore. I think that we are in a selfish time.
Yeah.
Everything is so superficial. There's no deep. And I'm old school. I'm a '70s baby, and I'm talking about early '70s.
Really?
Right. 72, and so I come from the old school, and we don't have. The men are not what they used to be back in the day.
Well, the women aren't either. There's no shame. I mean, these women have no shame nowadays.
The whole society, everybody's in a quick fix. What's in it for me? What
are microwave.
You gonna do for me? You know, and the men, I see like some of the men my age are looking for someone to cook and clean them. And I do. I'm a giver.
Right.
I love to cook. So
yes.
I have to be very careful.
Yes.
With that. I don't want to get in another situation where I'm a caregiver again.
No, because...
You know, because it's a time for me. It's my time.
It's time, but you know, by you saying caregiver, when people pass, because you, if you're the caregiver, nobody really thinks about what happens to the caregiver.
Absolutely.
If you're constantly giving and giving and giving, who gives to you?
Right.
You see? So it's so very reciprocal in some instances, you know?
Absolutely.
But that, and speaking about the mental depression and the being a functional depression, I think that all of us have that touch.
We do.
I think that all of us have a touch of it because there's some things that women go through, and I have to be honest, as a woman, I go through some things and it's repetitive, right?
It is.
And you want someone to say, I get it. I get it. I see you. I understand.
You want someone to see you, and you want someone to see your value and your worth. And you see it, but it takes two, you know, because we're supposed to be able to bring out the best in each other.
Mm.
And that is such a hard thing because everybody is focusing on, they say, chasing the paper,
chasing
whatever
the
it
paper.
Is, the fame, you know.
But this fame is fake, though.
It is fake, you
this
know,
fame, this
because
fame is fake.
At the end of the day, we're not getting out alive.
I had this conversation with my girlfriends last night because we talk constantly, right? And we had the conversation and I said, none of us is getting out alive.
No.
One of them wanted to get a vehicle and I said, I want to get a vehicle too. So I said, let's just do it. I mean, we are going to figure out how the bills are going to get paid.
Yeah.
We're going to figure it out. We're going to figure out how the school fee gets paid. We're going to figure these things out.
Mm-hmm.
But eat, drink, and be merry. Because tomorrow is
enjoy
not
your
tonight.
Life.
Even tonight's not
yeah,
even promised.
No, every second, every moment counts. You look at you stare death down more as you get older.
Yes,
and you know, and we see all these things happening. It could be not just age, all of these accidents and stuff that are happening. What's going on?
We can't take things for granted. And I notice
absolutely
now
not.
when we get off the phone because we don't know if that's the last time we will speak to one another. We say, hey, I love you. Talk to you later.
Absolutely.
And it's important. Being in marriage and being in relationships, sometimes you just get annoyed. And you just like, you know what, whatever. Because like you're getting on my nerves at this just juncture. But that's life. I think we have a caller on the line. Caller, good evening. You're on.
Good evening. How are you ladies doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm okay. You taking calls from my device? Or are you a woman?
I can't. You're muffled. Say it again.
No, what I'm saying is this only a woman's only show?
No, we don't only have women. Now you stop it. You are a frequent listener. You know we don't only have women only shows.
Because I mean, you're talking women, though. But my question, I got a couple of questions. Right?
Go ahead.
My first question is to your guest, right? Do you think a woman like would stand a better chance going through menopause if she never took any control pills or any kind of pharmacy?
Can you hear his question?
I heard him. I heard him. I can't say that those things would have made it any worse or any better because menopause looks different on every woman. There is not.
Okay.
A one size fit all.
Okay, but my question mainly,
mm-hmm.
before birth control came around, right?
Uh-huh.
women, I don't think women would come into wallet like that, you know.
They were. It's documented. There's studies on it. We were just never told to say anything. In the day before, hundreds of years ago, if a woman talked about going into menopause or having changes, she was considered crazy,
changes,
and she would be put in
not,
an institution.
Not the extreme of like you say, the one who would be on like pharmaceuticals, because the main principle of it is basically to trigger on and off certain switches in your body to do certain functions.
Absolutely.
And at the end of the day, everything has a part life.
Mm-hmm.
Everything will rot out eventually. And looking at it consciously, you look at it, well, if you catch a fish and you put it in the freezer, if you keep it preserved in the freezer, it's gonna get like basically it's gonna be no good. It's gonna be like frost bitten, right?
Mm-hmm.
And same with any kind of anything in life. And the human body is no different. And like if you put in food and you put the wrong food, you're going to get poison or you're going to see the effects from it. But these chemicals that we so delicately put in our bodies because we go to the doctor, because we feel certain things and we don't understand what's going on. Because you know what I find with humans most of the time? Anytime when you don't know yourself, you give yourself away to anybody, anyhow, because it pains you. You just want the pain to go away. The pain is the enemy. You see, more than in life. See, consciousness is a serious thing because it's a matter of mind. See, the mind controls everything. When you tell your mind something, your body does start doing some weird things. But it's all about mind control. If you know yourself, you know who you is, and you know what you've been doing, what you eat, what you drink, who you be around, whatever, you'll be able to basically navigate your way through this year, maze, I'm talking about of health and wealth, and even like you see, to be the ability to navigate, to not even to go to a doctor because you're on top of everything. You keep in contact with you. You don't take no alcohol or your feeling. You take no pills or no painkillers to say you want to stop the pain. You know, ironically, you may feel like your pain is gone, but you know what you really do it. That pain is a buffer zone for you to stop whatever you're doing, the same function. When you take a pill, the pill, what it does, it shuts down your senses so you can feel that, so you're tearing up a little bit more. So it takes you much longer to heal, okay? But my thing is, you know, women, women are fragile. And women are basically the future. They carry the baby. And I tell you no lies. I listen to you good, right? But what has been beating me? So basically, a while right now. Then everywhere I go, women are vain. They don't care about themselves. You give it by yourself.
Okay, thank you so much for those comments. Sometimes I wonder if some of the men actually like women, because that is something. I wonder if they realize that they came from another. Because some of the comments are very, very different from what you would normally hear. So thank you so much, caller. But let's get back to our original question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit more about the mental capacity of it. What can a woman do? Should she journal? Can you give us some tips on what you can do to better self-regulate the mind,
mm-hmm.
so to speak?
That in itself is very powerful because when we can put a label and a name on something and we know it's menopause, when we get our education and our information on what menopause really is and what we may or may not experience, then we have already, that's half the battle. And from there, you start putting in the work. And you know that your estrogen is dropping, your hormones are dropping, and it's leaving you a lot more sensitive, leaving the brain a lot more sensitive, and you're a lot more emotional. So now you look at techniques to help with that, right? So when you have these experiences come up, you tell yourself, you know, this does not define me.
Right.
This is not really who I am. you know, this is a transition in my life, and this too shall pass, and I'm stronger than this. This is not the end. I am becoming, you know, I'm coming into, I call it the best years of our lives. And so you have to start telling yourself a better story. You have to, I can't say take your power back because nobody has your power, but you have to tell yourself more, you have to feed yourself with more positive things. I do have some cognitive behavioral therapy tips on my website.
Give us the website.
www.menolux, M-E-N-O-L-U-X, healthandwellness.com. And again, in the book, Your Menopause Roadmap, which is available on Amazon, it's the book along with a journaling book.
Really?
Yeah. So it helps you map out what you're feeling, your symptoms, you know, how you what you want to change, what you want to work on, because like everything else, nothing changes overnight, and so you have to be consistent with the way you're intentionally treating your body, what you're telling yourself, who you're hanging out with. You know, do you have a community of supportive women? Are you surrounded by a community that supports you in this transition in life? Because all of these things help you through this time.
Right. So when we think about getting past this, we know that there's no getting past it. It's just learning to live with what we now have.
Right.
So, Patrice, if you had to give parting words tonight, mm-hmm. the book, the journal, how do we reach you if we want more conversation? Because the conversation can't just stop here, right? So we have to have more conversation about it, because I think for such a long time, women have been so guarded. Like you mentioned that your mom never had the conversation with you.
No.
Well, my mom never had the conversation with me, and my mom is gone, right? And so I don't have that woman to say, what happens in menopause? Mm-hmm. And I don't have that woman to say, this is what you should expect.
Right.
So if we have the conversation, mm-hmm. and we invite the men to the table or the proverbial couch, however you'd like to have it,
right?
Maybe the conversation would stem into a more fruitful, I shouldn't say afterlife, a more fruitful
progression.
Just progression of life.
We do need that. We need progression. I mean, my message really is that we need to understand that menopause is not a disease. It is not a disease. It's a transition. Just like how we had a period and we went into our childbearing years, this is the non-childbearing year. And this is supposed to be a time when we are pouring into others, giving our wisdom back to the generation behind us. This is the time when we are also taking better care of ourselves, because this is the maintenance stage.
This is pure maintenance, baby.
Absolutely.
Pure maintenance.
Yeah, and so you have to learn how to put your boundaries up. You have to learn to put yourself first now. And there are a lot of women in menopause now who are pivoting in their careers because their passion is changing for a lot of things. So when I say this is not the end, this is just the beginning for you. Get the education, get the information, and put in the work. You have to be so intentional about yourself.
You have to be.
You have to love yourself so hard at this stage in life. You have to learn to say no when it's time, because you cannot... You cannot pour from an empty vessel.
Patrice, this is a texter, and my texter says, as a male who actually likes women, I apologize for that previous male caller, but what tips can your guest give men to support women? Now, Patrice is a man.
I know. I love it.
My texter, if you ever see me out.
Can we give him a clap? Oh my God.
Can we have a round of applause? Can we have a do, Chris?
Right.
I mean, if you ever see me out, please say hello to me. But again, he wants to find out, as a male who actually likes women, I apologize for that previous male caller, but what tips can your guest give to support women?
Thank you, caller. I actually sold my company. This is how passionate I am about this, right? I sold my insurance agency, and I took a year off to set up my website, go back to school, provide the information for free.
I love that.
And
I wrote
this book, and I could tell you it wasn't cheap because getting your menopause education costs thousands of dollars. And so there's a portion in there, chapter 22, A Partner's Guide to Supporting his menopausal partner. Love me through this.
Love me through this.
And you should go on my website, again, www.menoluxhealthandwellness.com, and look at all the information. Get the book from Amazon. Read on it. As long as you know what your partner is going through, then you can hold space for her.
So that there's, but you have to have the conversation.
You have to have the conversation.
If you see her looking little flustered, or you see that her, you have to know your woman too. You have to read the body language. So as a communication specialist, I look at body language,
mm-hmm.
and that's one thing that you cannot fake.
Right.
You can't fake body language.
I mean,
and maybe I overstudied, but I see how people are. I look at how people respond, and I see what they don't say to me, and
mm-hmm.
I see what they do say to me, or how they freeze up when I come into a room, or how they respond to me when I speak to them. So figure out your woman and ask her the question, babes, you all right? Or are you just telling me you are right? Babes, you need a break? And for that woman that's out there that's listening that is mentally just tarnished, go, Wynda, may I have 60 minute spa date?
Treat her.
Treat your
mm-hmm.
woman to a little spa. Like, take her for a little ride. Get a little ice cream. But these are things that we talk about the money, but the money can come. And if you are not a sack of potatoes, you can make more money, right? So invest in you. Patrice said it, be intentional about you. This is maintenance season
mm-hmm.
because the menopause isn't going anywhere. But if you have the conversation,
mm-hmm.
if you have the open dialogue about what is really happening, but you have to have a mature person.
Yeah.
You can't have someone who can play victim and say, oh, you going through this menopause and you freaking. You have to have somebody that is understanding. And just as you want him to understand, he has to understand you.
That's right. I mean,
hand come, hand go.
That's right. They say, I have this section here in the book, say how to show up like a champion for men. Listen without trying to fix. Don't take it personally.
Yeah.
Right? Get educated. Be patient in the bedroom. Take initiative. And also what not to do in here and what not to say and what to say. So, and there are checklists here for you as well, men.
What not to say.
Yeah.
Oh, you're freaking out again. That's what not to say, correct?
That's
right. And then
still beautiful to be.
Baby, I love you.
That.
I love you down to your toes, baby. I love you. But ladies and gents, this has been another opportunity for us to have the real conversations. Patrice, tell the people about where to find you. Give them your number. Patrice, will you come back to have more?
Of course. This is a conversation that needs to happen.
This
often.
Is just an icebreaker, you know.
Absolutely, because there's so much to dive into. I haven't even gone into techniques. I haven't even gone into the core. I like to talk about the anxiety part because we talked a lot about the emotion because I think it's a lot. That's really what's driving women to feel like they're losing themselves and they're going crazy because this anxiety, if you can't get a handle on it, that will definitely make you feel like you're losing your mind.
Anxiety is strong.
And so, you know, that's one of the things that I'm passionate about for my cognitive behavioral therapy, that mind and body connection. You need to understand that. But this is just the beginning. So, I can be reached on my website, and you can text me on 376-5253 within decent hours, please. I do work. I still have to pay the bills. And I do take calls Thursdays and Fridays between 10 and 4. And if I have any sessions, I do charge per session. But again, it depends because I do have a website with a lot of free information. I'm going to be hosting a Ask the Menopause Coach sometime in this month before the month is out, and I'll try to do one every month.
Is it virtual?
It is going to be virtual.
Well, send me the link.
I will.
And I will post it on my Mummy Hustle page.
Yes.
And I will also post on my personal page, because we have to have the conversation. This texter says here, this is for my Facebook Live, and it says, Ms. Newton says, I think you need to bring her back. This is a conversation that needs more added onto it. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you taking my call, and God bless. God bless you as well, Ms. Newton. Thank you so much. So the women want to have the conversation.
Yes.
We are frantically going out of our minds about this menopause, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And it's a way of life now. This is your life as the world turns.
Yes, this is your new normal.
This is our new normal. And be intentional about taking care of you, because this is also the season of intent.
Absolutely.
This is maintenance, baby. Maintenance season is all about you.
Straight through to the end.
Straight through. So if you want to ball your head like mine, and that's low maintenance, you don't have to, you know, go to the barber once a week, and it's only, what, $10, $15? Mm-hmm. Let's do that. Put some braids in. Whatever makes you happy.
Whatever makes you happy.
I mean,
do more of what you love.
Do more of what you love, because this insurance money, what we save in, we ain't benefiting anyhow.
No.
So, you know. No. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely right.
Thank you so much. So we give the numbers one more time.
376-5253.
Website?
www.manoluxhealthandwellness.com.
And give them your name?
Patrice Rule.
All right. Ladies and gents, this is Kendanik Delaville, and we're here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh new smart talk all day. Next week, we're going to have some sex talk. We're going to get a little raunchy. We're going to talk about some things that we usually have a taboo about. Maybe we'll even talk about relationships and sex, and how we don't know what dating really is in the Caribbean, and we get it confused with being in a monogamous relationship, right? And so we're going to have that conversation next week. No one is safe. The wives aren't safe. The girlfriends aren't safe, because if you're not married, you're in fact single. But we're going to have the conversation next week, Tuesday. So for those of you within the sound of my voice, please get you some popcorn and some wine tonight. Put your leg over that man and let that man put his leg over you. And hopefully if the electricity is off, you won't sweat to death. For those of us that have menopause, or in menopause, right? And enjoy your person, because eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow or tonight is not promised. Thank you for listening. I love you for listening. This is Kendanik Delaville, Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio 96.9.
Starving, you know, cover girls, eat nothing, she says. Beauty is pain, and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit longer? I can go a little while longer. She fades away. She don't see her perfect. She don't understand. She's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be. Help you see a little bit clearer. The light that shines within. There's a